News. Czech trade unions have just called off a nationwide strike in public transport that was planned for Thursday morning. The unions have been pushing for lower taxation of employee benefits, and after a meeting on Wednesday, union leaders decided to give politicians more time to deal with their demands. I'm now joined in the studio by Jan Richter, who's been following developments. Jan, the strike has been planned for weeks. What made the unions change their mind at the very last minute?
What seems clear is that Tuesday's concession by the Czech Parliament's lower house was crucial. What happened was that at Tuesday's extraordinary session, MPs approved a change of law that lowers the taxation of employee benefits, which is the core of the matter here. The amendment, though, has yet to be approved by Parliament's upper house, the Senate, which is, of course, controlled, unlike the lower house, by right-wing parties. And it's generally expected that the senators will eventually reject the amendment. But the big change here was that the Christian Democrat MPs offered the trade unions a compromise deal. If they call off the strike, which has happened, their MPs will later overturn the Senate's vote in the lower house. And that's how the bill has a chance of actually being approved.
Right, so basically the strike is on hold. Now, you say the strike is in protest of the planned taxation of employee benefits. What exactly does that involve?
Well, the basic demand of the transport trade unions is to lower the value-added tax, the VAT, on all employee benefits. What happened was that last year, the caretaker government of Jan Fischer raised the tax on any employee benefits, including free transit passes for employees and their families, lunches, accommodation facilities, and that kind of thing. So as of January, these benefits are taxed based on their market value rather than the prices that the employees can buy them for, which is, of course, lower, subsidized by employers. The trade unions' demands were supported, naturally, by the left-wing parties, the Social Democrats and the Communists, and rejected and criticized by the right-wing parties. Yesterday, even President Klaus attacked the unions strongly for what he considers to be an abuse of their power. Mr. President said that the trade unions should defend employees, or their role consists in defending employees against employers. But he sees this rather as politicians within trade unions fighting against the state rather. So, you know, but there is also a fiscal consideration in the whole matter. It appears that if the amendment is passed and the demands of the trade unions are eventually met, there will be a hole of about 700 million crowns in the state budget, which, of course, given the times, will not be an easy thing to deal with.
Right. Well, it's a relief to know that it will be business as usual on Thursday. But as you say, political parties are divided on the issue. Of course, with elections coming up, it's a very controversial topic that's very likely been politicized as well. What will the unions do if Parliament fails to change the legislation in due time?
Well, they will go on strike. The thing is that the Senate is supposed to, or is scheduled to, vote on the bill on Friday, another extraordinary session which was pushed for by the government. But it is generally expected that the right of center civic Democrats and the majority in the Senate will reject it. After that, according to the legislative process, the bill will return to the lower house for another round of voting. That should happen sometime next week. And if the Christian Democrats eventually keep their promise and overturn the Senate veto, the bill should be okay. But then again, it will go for signature to President Klaus, who said earlier he will not sign it. And in that case, it would come to the parliament or return to the lower house for the third time. And, you know, that if everybody says they, you know, they if everybody does what they say now they would do, it should be okay. If they don't, then probably the trade unions will again call the strike, organize the strike. They say they're very flexible in doing that and over a very short period of time. And this time the strike would probably be bigger and they would make sure it's felt all over the country.
Right. Not a nice prospect that, Jan Richter. Thank you.